Welcome to the Move Without Limits podcast summer mini-series, Stories We Love. Throughout the year, you learn from the best coaches and clinicians in the field. This summer, it's all about hearing from the experts in life experience. You'll hear from our loved members of the Reload community. They're the stories we love because they're all about people getting back to what they love. Pain, disease, injury, surgery, aging, trauma happen. If you're willing and able to take the opportunity, those twisted, beautiful life happenings could be our best teachers. Today, you will hear from people who are empowered by their journey. People who work hard to learn valuable lessons from rehab and healing and now are stronger and more resilient because of it. If you feel inspired today by a story, please subscribe and leave a review to help our community grow and to show your support. If you think a story you hear today will help instill hope in a family member or one of your loved ones, please share this episode with them. On behalf of the Reload family, thank you. Michelle McDonald, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for having me. We also have Joe here.
Hello.
So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is a kickoff to our Stories We Love summer series. So happy to have you here, and
there is nowhere else I'd rather be on my birthday.
Means a lot.
Yeah.
It really does.
So me and Michelle are Aries sisters.
We are.
And I don't know how much you guys know about astrological signs, but Aries are known to be very bold and fiery. We're a fire sign and competitive and natural leaders because we lead with optimism and determination.
Yep. Joe is scared. He's backing away slowly.
Well, I don't know what I am.
What are you?
Oh, no. My birthday's in November 29th.
Scorpio?
I don't know. The Sagittarius?
Sagittarius. It might be a Sagittarius.
Capricorn? Thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know the...
Is Mercury in retrograde right now?
I don't think so.
But anyway.
But yeah, Aries are very fiery, very set a goal, you go after it, competitive. I tend to align very much with Aries.
What brought you to Reload?
Well, it's kind of a long sort of journey. I grew up playing soccer. It was really my identity, my passion, my love. And let's see, so it was about 7 years ago now. I was playing indoor soccer and my left calf completely gave out. It felt like a gunshot to the back of my calf. And from there, went to a physical therapist, spent what feels like a couple years, but it was probably a year working through it. And I just never felt like I recovered. I would go out, I would try and play soccer. Anytime I would get on the treadmill and run, another injury. So then my right calf, every time I would run on the treadmill, it was like a mini tear. It was never to the extent of the original left calf, but anytime I tried to run. And so I kind of just taught myself to learn to love to do other things. I found Pilates, I found bar classes, and I kind of just almost accepted that maybe running and playing soccer wasn't going to be in my life anymore, and found ways to still use movement other ways. And so that was years. So that was about 7 years ago. And I moved to New York almost 2 years ago, thought about moving here for years. And I think it took sitting through the pandemic, packed up all my things, moved across California, the Bay Area. Yeah. So I had never lived outside of a 30-mile radius. And packed up all my things, moved out here, and it's been one of the best decisions. Getting my dog would probably the first. But yeah, it's been one of the best decisions I ever made. And coming here, I knew a handful of people, but I left behind my family, my closest friends, and wanted to find ways of building a community, finding like-minded people. And I kind of thought, okay, well, soccer, movement, maybe I join a soccer league. But then it was like, okay, well, I haven't played, I haven't run in 7 years. And found a physical therapist here, so kind of got back into it. And then from there, I found Tone House and started doing some classes there. And then heard about this competition, this race that everyone had was signed up for called High Rocks. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, okay, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to do it. And mind you, I hadn't been running. And seeing the physical therapist, thought I was improving and was working with a trainer at the time, a personal trainer, but figured, okay, well, if I'm going to go all in on High Rocks, and this is very typical me, I'm like 0 to 100. If I'm doing something, I'm all in. And so I had met Trevor at a charity event and saw on Instagram that he had done High Rocks. And so I figured, okay, if I'm going to be doing this race, I should probably figure out, find someone who was an expert and knew what they were doing. So I reached out to him. He agreed to train me. And I remember vividly our first session together. I get here and he's like, okay, so we're going to get you ready for High Rocks. And he walks over to the treadmill. I was like, okay, but by the way, just so you know, like, I haven't run for really 7 years. He's like, you know that that's 50% of the race. And he's kind of like, okay, well, let's just see how this goes. And I was okay. I was able to run. But in the back of my mind, I was always nervous. Is it going to tear? What's going to give out? And I forget at what point we started working together. But I know that 3 days before the race that I was supposed to do, in October, my calf gave out. And is that when I then decide, or like, walk me through the timeline there?
Yeah. So I think you started training here. You went on a run and your calf gave out.
Yep.
And then it was about maybe less than a week before the race and you came to see me. And we had to make a tough decision, right? That wasn't the race that we were going to go for. We weren't going to go all in during that race, right? And we had to come up and restructure a plan of, look, you wanted to start running again. You wanted to start doing these things.
Yeah.
So we took a little bit of a step back in order to take like 2 to 4 to 20 steps forward that you have taken already.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what led us to working together is you were like, hey, I now want to run again. I need to make a plan. I need some help to do that.
Yeah. But it was more than that. It was, I want to live my life without any limitations. I want to be able to go to classes and not always sign up for the double floor spot. I want to, yeah. So yes, it's competing at High Rocks, but then it was just a lot more of, I don't want to be held back from anything.
Yeah. I mean, this is such an important story to hear because you felt like you lost a bit of your identity with losing soccer. And it's like, I choose athleticism and fitness as my identity now.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, here's another setback. Life happens.
Yeah. Yep.
So when you guys had that conversation, what was that like when it was like, okay, I'm going to choose something different and choose a different race?
I have to give Joe credit. I kept asking you, should I not do it? Should I not do it? And throughout the entire session, you never once said, no, you can't do it. You said, and I remember this so vividly, you said, well, like the team we've discussed, we'd recommend you not. And you never said no. And then it was probably halfway through the session and we got on the treadmill and my body told me I had to stop myself and I jumped off the treadmill. Had I kept going, it was not going to be good. And then, of course, we got off. I start sobbing. I feel bad because usually when I see Joe, it's when I have a minor setback and so he has to deal with me being in here crying and bearing a lot of my emotions that come up when my body doesn't allow me to do the things that I want it to do, but he's always so patient. And we can get into this, the things that I've learned over time, but really trusting in the plan.
Yeah. Joe, what kind of things did you see that led you to your decision? I'm going to tell her what I think is best.
Well, I think here at Reload, the biggest thing that we try to help people do is we try to help people move, and we never say no, and we never say you can't do anything, period, right? Like, people come to us because they hear from doctors, you can never run again, you can never jump again. Well-intentioned, but people come here because they want to be able to do things. So it pains me when I have to be able to take people out of a race. But we do that because we just weigh the risk-to-reward ratio. what's the risk of you going and trying to compete this? Like, I want to be able to give you that 90 to 100% confidence stamp of approval. Like, yes, Michelle, like you can go and you can crush this and you're going to do great. The last thing I want to do is just give you a coin toss because I feel like that's irresponsible on my part, right? So I think ultimately just by testing and going into the gray waters of like, can you run, can you not, your body and you came to that conclusion. But it wasn't just like, hey, no, we're just going to give up there, right? It's like, all right, take a step back.
Yeah.
Let's make a plan.
Yeah.
And where are you now?
I mean, I'm training for High Rocks World Championship.
So I think you're definitely on a pretty good path, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that you have taught me is to trust the process and to trust the plan. I didn't know what that meant when I had heard that kind of thrown around. And I'm the type of person where I always want to know, like, what's next? And it's been almost like a mindful exercise for me of having to take a step back and just trust that what you're doing, the team. So I'm working with Joe, I work with Trevor for High Rocks, and I've also brought on Lance to work with me for nutrition, for running, doing my cardio metabolic testing, and to just understand that they're the experts and they're going to help me figure out ways to be able to compete at the highest level that I want to take this to.
So from October to now, what were some of those tools?
Since the race that we decided for me to not do in October, I signed up for the first High Rocks that I did was in February. And I was a little bit nervous at first because it was the North American Championship. And so in my head, I'm like, wait, maybe I should have a different race first. And Trevor said, well, if you're going to compete, why don't you compete with the best? And I ran that in the individual and it went well. I, of course, wanted to win. Didn't get on the podium that race, but it was a good baseline. And at the end of the day, it proved to me that I can complete the race. Yeah. Joe gave me the advice of remember to smile and also reminded me as I was getting ready for the race that I'm able to at least do the race. That's a win in and of itself.
People who aren't familiar with High Rocks, can you just break down the...
Yeah. So it's 8 functional exercises broken up with 8 runs. And so you run 1 kilometer and it's like right into a functional exercise. So it's like heavy sled push, ski erg, row, wall balls. And it's essentially running for an hour plus on compromised legs. So it's an opportunity for athletes who they call it hybrid fitness racing. So you've got the people who are really strong CrossFitters, and then you have more endurance athletes who can run crazy distances. And so it's a nice blend of both where you're able to be a endurance athlete while also have the strength component as well.
So what has been the big things you've been doing for your calves?
So I've been doing, I guess, like 2 key things that I have learned in the process of working with Joe, with Lance, and with Trevor. One of them being exercise versus training. So before working with them, I would just exercise, classes, group fitness, and they've taught me to train purposefully. There's a goal we're working towards, and again, this is all part of the plan. And so that's been a key shift for me in how I approach training. And then the second piece is, I don't know if you said this, Joe, or if Lance said this, but slow down to speed up. And that's really stuck with me because I operate pretty intensely, move quick. And so it's also been something that I try and remind myself in my day-to-day life outside of training, but slowing down and not necessarily going to 0 to 100. I'm not doing HIIT class after HIIT class. And I've also learned working with Lance and the cardio metabolic testing, this whole like zone training. I had never trained zone 1, zone 2. When I talked to Trevor about getting ready for High Rocks initially, he's like, yeah, just I think you'll probably do a lot of zone 2 training. And I kind of looked at him like, what is that? And he said, text this guy, Lance, he'll help you. And so then I started working with Lance for that. So that's been a piece that I've changed.
Someone who's not familiar with the zones, how would you explain it?
Well, so there's five zones. So zone one, kind of a brisk walk. Zone two, very light jog. For me, I even have a hard time staying in my zone two while jogging. So sometimes I'm very fast walk with how I walk pretty fast. And then, you know, and it's all based off of your heart rate. And you can try and guesstimate it. I think there's like a metrics, you can look it up. But with Lance and with the testing that he does, it's very specific. So we can really get in on that. So I think most people, when they go out for a run, they're probably in zone three, zone four. I know I was.
What a fun game. You watch people and you're like, oh, yeah, they're in zone four.
Yeah.
That's a zone three.
Yeah. Well, and then when you watch people who, you know, you can tell. Now I know why people are constantly looking at their watches. I didn't understand why a lot of people were paying attention to that. So it's this whole new, yeah, I find it fascinating. It's sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming for me because I try and stick to what the experts here are telling me. But yeah, so that's been something that I've been focusing a lot on. Working with Lance for my nutrition has been something. We realized that I was eating significantly less protein than what I needed for like what my body was, what was needing.
So what were you eating before and what are you eating now?
So actually for a few years, I didn't eat red meat. It was this decision that I made on a whim. And I had a bunch of blood work done and testing. And I think that coupled with just the type of training that I've been doing, realizing that I needed to get more protein. And I know that there's various ways of getting protein, but my body was almost craving it. So I've since incorporated eating red meat, protein shakes, protein bars, but it's also finding ones that work for me. I've been on this like health journey of figuring out gut health. So that's been a key piece. I've made the decision to eliminate alcohol. I was never like a big drinker. I enjoy wine, but I realized that I'm putting so much effort into my training. I live a very intentional life. Mm-hmm. And if I'm trying to prime my body to compete at this level, that was something that I wanted to eliminate. And so I'm really good at boundary setting. People in my life will respect that. I'm not the person to call to go out and have dinner at 8:30. I'm in bed. I'm very dialed into my morning routine, my evening routine, and I've just really structured my life, my habits to really go all in and prioritize training.
Would you say that's one of the biggest things you've learned about your physical body in all this?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely being very intentional, and it's been exciting to see where I can push myself to. And Joe will constantly remind me if I get down, he's like, you need to remember you did not run for 7 years. You've only been running for 4 months, right? You're always telling me that.
Yeah, well, you're asking why am I not winning, right? And I love the desire. I love the push to always be better. But you do have to remember that the people that are at the top, they've been running for years at a very high level. You've been running for months at the level that you're able to run. So I think one of the biggest things I've helped you do is just gain a little bit of perspective on how far you've actually come in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
And taking the wins as they come, because unfortunately you can't rush biology or you can't rush physiology. It's going to happen when it happens. All you can do is just stay consistent, stay the course, and control what you can.
Yeah.
So Joe, being the physical therapist in this scenario, how do you bring someone from not running for 7 years to now competing?
Well, I mean, look, the biggest thing here is Michelle's an incredible athlete and you have the desire and work ethic to accomplish anything. So my role was easy, especially because we have Trevor and Lance as a part of the team as well. Really what I just had to do was figure out where were the links in the chain that weren't up to par with everything else, right? We worked a little bit on running technique, especially in the beginning, mm-hmm. right? I think working on the stride and landing mechanics were really important for it. And then following that up with what are the other strength things that you should be doing to make sure that your body doesn't get hurt or make sure that as you try to get faster, your body's capable of handling these things, like attacking the calves a little bit more, maybe in a little bit of a different way, right? Attacking the hips in a little bit of a different way as well.
What's your quote that you always say? Compete.
Train the weaknesses and compete to your strengths.
Yeah.
I think that was from our coach, Milo. Yeah.
That he said that to me and it really resonated. It did.
It is a good one. It is. I mean, I think it like has a very good message behind it because you have to take care of the things that might hold you back.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes down to it, like, you're going to play to your strengths.
Yeah. And I'm so lucky. I'm so grateful to have the team that I have. I've mentioned, obviously, Joe here, and I've mentioned Trevor, and I've mentioned Lance. And I build teams professionally as a career. And so naturally, I've been building my team for life and getting me to a place that I want to get to as an athlete and being able to accomplish. I truly feel like with them, I can do anything. I signed up. I'm going to be running the New York City Marathon. I'm competing in High Rocks World Championship. And I feel like I'm just starting to go up this mountain. It feels like just the beginning.
Yeah. So even if it comes to the stars of you being an Aries and things you've described about your personality, I could just tell you, you are the leader and you are bold and you are fiery. You are an Aries to a T when it comes to that stuff. But what have you learned about your mental health, your attitudes, your beliefs? And then.
So I would say, and I know we touched on this before, but I've been spending a lot of time really figuring out my identity. We talked about soccer before and just being an athlete, being very intentional. And again, living my life every day very intentionally and believing in myself, believing that I can accomplish anything that I set my mind to.
Why is that important to you?
Wow, that's a great question. I have a body, we have one life, and I want to see everything I can accomplish. Maybe it's the competitive Aries in me, but I think my North Star is I'm very disciplined, and I just can't imagine living a life not being very determined and reaching goals.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that, Mal, you bring up like identity and Michelle, like how you identify as an athlete, right?
Yeah.
And I think being an athlete stands for the fact that you can do anything, you just have to train for it. And that really resonates with us here at Reload, because a lot of what we focus on here, even though it's not super explicit, is we help people with their lifestyle and we help people change their behaviors in order for them to align towards the goals that they need, whether it's competing in High Rocks World Championships, whether it's decreasing your risk of cardiovascular disease as you get older so that you can play with your grandkids or something. I think the fact that we can help you understand like who you are and then how that identity trickles down to your behaviors and then what you do day to day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just music to my ears. It just, I feel so empowered and rewarded getting to work with you.
Yeah. No, it truly realizing who I am has, I feel like the past 6 months that since I've been working with you guys, my friends see it. I feel it. I've never been happier. Movement to me is so important. I'm always working out. I'm not always, but most of the time that I'm here, I'm smiling. I'm happy. This is my happy place. Movement to me, a lot of what I do physically is almost equally, if not more, that I do for myself mentally. Having anxiety, the high stresses of career, and it's, movement is such a core piece of who I am, and being able to not only move my body, but to then now be able to compete and to train has, I've never been happier. And now, I mean, I think I texted you this on Thanksgiving. I sat down and I was thinking about just kind of having like a self-reflection of the things in my life, the people in my life, of what I'm the most grateful for. And at the very top was Joe.
Just hearing stuff like this, right? It's just like, it just makes this job so rewarding. And it's what like fires us up every day at Reload to keep pushing and pushing for our clients to just be the best that they can.
Yeah. You're so patient with me. I mean, not the easiest person to deal with. I'm texting, asking questions, but the care, the compassion, the patience, it's second to none.
My biggest takeaway that now I'm going to tear. My biggest takeaway from your story is that you came here to New York, and what you opened with was that you were looking for community. And you were like, I want to go here, and that's what I want. And it was handed to you in a weird way. You had to experience a setback in order to create this team. And we might not choose the way we get our dreams answered.
Yeah.
But they get answered.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And some people joke, I'm in here more than the trainers, but I love being here. I love being in this community. And I think what I want to do going forward is really just figuring out how do I live my life day in and day out in community, around fitness, and living the healthiest life that I possibly can be. And to me, a huge piece of that is being able to train, being able to compete. And now I get to do that. Thanks to Joe and Trevor and Lance and Reload.
Somebody who's listening, maybe somebody who hasn't run in 7 years like you, or is making a big move physically in their life, transitioning,
yep,
trying to start a new beginning.
Yep.
What advice do you want to give?
A couple things. Take risks. If it scares you even a little bit, probably means you should do it. Don't settle for many reasons, but if you're not finding the care, if you're not aligning with a physical therapist that you're currently working with, keep searching. It might take some time, but then when you find the right one, you'll know. And you don't have to live your life with limitations. Find experts, talk to people. I'm always happy to talk to people, make connections. But yeah, I would say that the biggest thing would be to take risks.
I love that.
Love it. I think taking risks and not settling are they're very related, right? Like,
yeah.
A lot of the feedback we get from clients, especially when they're starting, is they've tried other things or they've tried PT and it hasn't gone according to plan, right? It's tough to take that leap and do it again, right? It's tough to maybe accept that what I'm doing right now isn't working, so I need something else, right? But these are the things that motivate us the most. I mean, literally right before this, we were in our team meeting every Thursday at 1, going over how we can help our clients better, whether it's troubleshooting exercises that we're prescribing, how we're prescribing exercises, how we're teaching it. We're so dedicated to improving our craft here that it's because of people like you who take that risk, right?
Yeah.
Let me take that leap again, because when you take that leap again, you might fail. And we experience some failure together, right? But failure can also help us learn and grow and move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. No, anyone that I come across, if people are asking, anyone know of a great physical therapist? I mean, I truly can't recommend Reload enough. The way you guys operate here, it feels so much more than just physical therapy in so many areas. I was joking with you. I'm like, I feel like sometimes you're my therapist, and just the approach. I might only spend an hour or two with you. If you think about it, sessions that we have had together since working, maybe 5, but the amount that we communicate over text messages, you created my initial plan and the Excel spreadsheet. And so it's so much more than just the in-person one-on-one time of actually working together. It goes beyond these doors. It's checking in and, again, going back to trusting the plan, and you've created it. I'm trusting you, Joe.
And I don't take that lightly.
So, guys, Michelle came in here and she has a notebook, and on front of that notebook says manifest. So what are your goals next? What are you manifesting?
I'm manifesting a lot.
Put it into recording and it'll be fun.
Well, I manifested my application being accepted into the marathon, so that was exciting. So yeah, so I'm manifesting winning worlds. I'm manifesting completing the New York City Marathon. I am manifesting just taking some big risks in life, and just really excited to see what's next. I've got some big plans. So everyone will have to stay tuned.
Yeah.
Big plans. That means I have a lot of work ahead of me.
Joe, the other day. So I'm most likely going to head out to Colorado and help crew Lance as he runs the Leadville, or he's doing a Leadville challenge. So there's multiple races that he's doing. And so I keep joking to them that I'm going to sign up for the Leadville 100. But truly, Joe, that I somehow now have it in my mind that I can do that. Like, what? I've never run more than 13 miles. So I know we have a little ways, but I truly feel like if I wanted to, we could find a way for me to run Leadville 100.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I truly mean that. I think if you want to run a 100-mile race, you can. I think you have the desire. I think you have the dedication. I think you understand what it takes. It might take some time. It might take some bumps in the road, but
Don't worry. I don't think we'll be running anything longer than the marathon.
We'll see.
But it's really cool to be able to feel like, to feel empowered that I could if I wanted to.
Michelle, thank you so much for sharing this. We throw around the term, I want to train like an athlete and come train like an athlete all the time. And sure, that means what your physical body's capable of. But your story really shows that training like an athlete isn't just being able to jump high and run fast. It's being able to have that self-mastery and learn that you could take risks and find happiness in just your being. And your story really shows that training like an athlete has more value than what it might seem on the surface.
Of course. I'm proud of the work. I'm proud of the journey. I'm grateful. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you. I'm tired.
Thank you. We're so
happy
grateful.
Birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. There's nothing else I'd want to do on my birthday.
Happy you were born. Good job. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.